Tavires, groete aan almal en welkom by ons eerste Gousa Pop podcast. Ek is Chiefness Wanda Danster en met my is Victoria Von Endros. Matisa, hoe gaan dit, Victoria?
Tavires, all the listeners and welcome to our first official podcast for Gasakwa. I am good, thank you, Matisa, Chiefness Wanda. What is happening?
Ach, baie dinge om oor te gesels, soos ons so ons gesels ons op 'n bietjie van alles. So, ek het lang terug, soos ek en my man so deur die geskiedenis gegaan het, het ek iets baie interessant uitgevind. Dit is oor kleerling.
Okay.
Wat is die betekenis van 'n kleerling? Weet jy miskien?
Wow, that's actually a good question, a difficult one, but still a good one, because I think all of us are actually baffled about that, especially with the recent news that people are throwing the scarlet term forward, and there's so much discussion that I actually just think about it as well in terms of what is scarlet? Who created that? Where does it come from? Because I want to know, living in a democratic South Africa.
Waar? En wat ek ook nogmaals interessant vind, op school het ons altyd so gekritiseer, especially as ons moet sekere take doen, of op Heritage Day, dan word het vroeger gesê, ja, julle kleerlinge het nie culture nie, en sulke dinge. En dit het my altyd geaffekteer, want ek altyd gevra, maar wat is ons kultuur?
And that is something that also carries on with our generation, our kids. Because how do you explain that? Because we ourselves, growing up, we, like they say, we didn't have a culture. But in actual fact, we do have a culture. It's just that sometimes you feel like, why do they have to bring us down in terms of that? Because if you go back in history, like you said, you will actually see that we were one of the first cultures, they say.
So waar. En soos ons gegaan het met die geskiedenis, het ons uitgevind dat ons die eerste nasie is. Ons is mos nou, die Boesmans was die eerste nasie. Khoisan kom maar agterna. So, dit wil vir ons sê, ons is eintlik mense wat 'n kultuur het. Ons is gevoorreg, maar die geskiedenis en wat ons geleer het, die woord kalit, wat hulle op ons gedomineer het, ons het so gewoond geraak aan die woord, en ons het net geaanvaar, en om uit te vind wat 'n kalit beteken, ek is eintlik geskok.
I'm also shocked with that, because that is inhumane in the least, because I'll let you explain what we discovered today as to what the real meaning is about the word colored of kleerling, soos a lot of people are actually telling us.
Yeah, die betekenis van 'n kleerling, dit was gesê deur H.F. Verwoerd. En dit sê, 'n kleerling is nie mens, is nie 'n volk, is nie deur God geskape nie.
Wow.
Die saad van Satan en Eva is laar werd as 'n ding.
Oh my soul. You know, that is actually disgusting to say in the least, because if we were not created, are we planted somewhere? Did somebody lay an egg for us to be there? I mean, how the hell, excuse my French, how do you actually describe a human being as a thing lower than nothing?
Is ons almal nie geskape deur God nie?
Exactly. We have got different views in life, different religions, but that does not give a certain race or a certain person the power or the authority to label another race as nothing. That is just, it's disgusting. And it's sad because, like you said earlier on, we were dominated with that term. And here we are, after all these years of so-called freedom and liberation and being in a free country, we're still facing racism, because that is nothing more than racism. Because you can't say to me that equal rights, equal opportunity for everybody, but then you turn around in the same breath to say that colors are nothing.
Mm.
How does that work?
And die ding is, ons het gedink die woord Boesman is 'n slegte woord.
But it's not actually.
Wat regtig nie verkeerd is nie. Die woord kalat is die slegte woord.
Yes.
Die kleerling is so, dit walg my so, om te dink dat hulle my so kan dink van ons. En ons so afdruk en ons so, en die racisme is so erg nou in ons land in.
It's worse than what it was a couple of years.
Ek moet dit sê, ja, dit is baie, baie erg nou. En vir my, omdat ek die geskiedenis nou beter leer ken, verkies ek maar die woord Khoisan of Boesman oor die woord kleerling.
Exactly.
En ek is eintlik, sal ek sê, proud oor die woord Boesman en Khoisan.
Of course.
Want dit sê vir my, ek het 'n kultuur. Dit sê vir my, ek weet waarvan ek kom.
Exactly.
Dit sê vir my, ek is deel
of a culture.
Van a culture. And, is wat het eindelijk vir my sê.
And the sad thing is that when we look at our people and how our habits are, we are actually so loving, so caring, so non-judgmental. Sometimes, if you don't see that in the colored community, and I'm referring to the colored community and the colors in a clear line because we're having this discussion.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, we are loving in the sense that we accept everybody. When have you ever seen coloreds march for a simple thing? We normally give people the freedom, the understanding, the peace of mind, but in return we get smacked with racial impacts of, oh, you don't have a culture, you don't have a place where you come from, you don't have this, you are always the in-betweener, and what do you know about it? You don't even have a language. But when you discover the, I would say actually the heritage of the Khoi and San, and where we originated from, it's something to be proud of. It's just that as things are going and how it has been going before, they were putting us down. Mm. And my question is, why? Because it seems like the truth is going to come out sooner or later.
Dat gaan. Het is eintlik nou al besig om uit te kom. Want die Khoi mense staan nou op. Is maar net die in Gauteng, waar het bykie
a bit slow.
Stadig is, ja. Maar in die Kaap en die Weskaap, ek moet het veel sê, nee, daar.
The people are actually ready for.
Hulle is proud om te sê, hulle is Khoisan.
I saw that, and it makes you so proud and happy to think that you are not alone in this fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that we also taken for granted because we reserved, we quiet.
Yeah.
But the spirit is there. The spirit is there. That saying, ek is
daai woord as jy kwaad trek en sê jy my mooi kyk, ek is 'n Boesman. Daai woord kom altyd uit. My jy opgeret, dit is altyd daai woord.
It is.
Dit is DNA wat in jou en is, wat sê jy is 'n Boesman.
Exactly. And
wees proud van dit.
And the thing is that they try to make us feel bad about it.
Yeah.
But now you just like, yeah, well, ek is 'n Boesman. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. But the shame comes in where we are talking about being labeled a colored.
Yeah.
And that is something we're going to talk more about when we come back.